Welcome to the deep dive. This is where we, you know, cut through the noise, unpack interesting topics, and try to get you the core insights. And we've all been there, right? Drowning in chat messages, endless scrolling to find that one decision.
Oh, yeah.
Or just feeling completely swamped by notifications, just a blur. Today, we're diving into a tool that, well, promises to change that. Zulip. It's an open source team chat app. And our mission here is to figure out what makes it tick, what's unique about it, explore the benefits, and really give you a clear entry point, especially if you're maybe new to these kinds of communication tools. But before we unpack all that, just a quick word from our supporter, SafeServer. SafeServer helps with hosting software and digital transformation, basically making your digital life easier, more secure. You can find out more over at www.safeserver.de.
Okay, so let's jump in. Team communication tools, they're absolutely everywhere. It feels like a new one every week.
It does, yeah.
All promising more collaboration, more productivity. But Zulip keeps popping up. It's got some buzz.
Mm.
So what is Zulip really at its heart? What's its secret sauce? How does it stand out? Well, fundamentally, Zulip is an open source team collaboration platform. So think of it as a whole system. It's got the server part, which you can control, and then the web and desktop apps for your team to use. And its main goal is really focused, helping teams stay productive, stay focused, whether they're talking live or, you know, asynchronously. And that secret sauce you mentioned, that really comes down to how it organizes all that communication.
Okay, productive and focused. That sounds like the dream for any team.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, lots of tools say that. So what's the real differentiator here? What's the core innovation Zulip has for team chat?
Right. The big thing, the defining innovation, is what they call topic-based threading. Taking the best bits of email, you know, the organized, focused discussion part.
Yeah.
And combining that with the speed and the sort of casual feel of chat,
yeah,
that's kind of Zulip. It's built specifically for both live chat and that deeper asynchronous stuff.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely key to the productivity side.
Huh. Topic-based threading. That's interesting. So for someone who's only used like Slack or Teams where it's just one message after another.
Right. Linear chat.
Yeah, linear. How does this topic thing actually work? Can you give us an analogy maybe? Make it clear? Does it slow down quick chats or does it really help you stay focused without getting buried?
That's a really good question because it gets to the heart of it. Think of a normal chat app like one really long, fast river. Everything just flows by in that single stream. Step away for a bit.
You've missed loads.
Exactly. You miss stuff. You struggle to find context. You get pulled into chats that aren't even relevant to you. It can be chaos.
Yeah. Definitely felt that.
So Zulip, with its streams and topics, it's more like a well-organized library.
Okay.
Each stream could be a big channel, maybe marketing or engineering or a specific project. And within each stream, you create separate topics for specific discussions, like books on a shelf, each on one subject.
Ah, okay. So within marketing, you might have a topic for Project X campaign.
Precisely. All the messages about that specific campaign, they live neatly in that one topic.
Hmm.
So you can easily jump into the budget review topic for Project X without waiting through, I don't know, team lunch plans or bug reports from engineering.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It keeps discussions focused, context is right there, and you can catch up only on what matters to you. You don't feel buried. And about quick chats, yeah, you can absolutely have a general stream or social stream for that water cooler stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The genius is those casual chats don't bury your critical project discussions. Information becomes accessible, searchable, not just something that scrolls away.
That library analogy really helps it click. And yeah, the idea of not having important stuff buried under, I don't know, cat memes, that's very appealing. It sounds like it hits a major pain point. Information overload, context switching. So who's actually using this? Who finds this approach valuable? Is it just for certain kinds of teams?
Actually, its reach is surprisingly broad. That's one of the compelling things. It's not just small startups. We're talking Fortune 500 companies, major open source projects, thousands of other organizations using it daily. That structured approach scales really well.
Fortune 500s. Okay, that's interesting. So we've got the concept, but the real proof is, you know, in the trenches.
Yeah.
Can you share some specific examples, real world cases from the sources that show the impact of this design across different types of users?
Yeah, definitely. Let's look at the business world first. There's iDrift AS, a company with distributed teams. They found Zulip enabled efficient distributed team management.
Mm-hmm.
And their co-founder said something really interesting. Using Zulip significantly increases the size of the team for which a manager can meaningfully know what's going on.
Wow, okay. That's a big claim. Empowering leaders for bigger distributed teams.
Exactly. because the communication is just so much more organized. Then you have SMC. They're an insurance tech. They flat out said they found Zulip more efficient than Slack for organizing communication. Their director of engineering actually said, I don't like going back to Slack now.
That's quite the statement. Suggests a real shift.
It really does. And Atolio, an AI company, their CEO stressed how the first-class threads are absolutely critical to how we work. For them, it's fundamental. Even Endpoint Dev, managing hundreds of projects, found the UI easy for that complexity. Speaks volumes about its design for scale.
Those are strong business cases, especially the don't like going back to Slack comment. What about open source and communities? That's all about distributed async work.
Absolutely essential there. The Rust language community is a prime example. They saw a huge jump in decision-making speed. The quote is amazing. Decisions that were blocked for months on GitHub were resolved within 24 hours on Zulip.
24 hours. Down from months.
Yeah. Think about that impact on getting things done. It's about getting the right people focused on a topic, clearly laying out the discussion, making sure everyone sees the latest without getting lost.
That's huge for project velocity.
Definitely. And then there's the Recurse Center, the programmer retreat. They've used Zulip since way back in 2013 for their global community. It shows its staying power. And it's big in education and research, too. Structured communication is vital there. TUM in Germany uses it for organized chat for thousands of students. UCSD uses it as a communication hub across six continents.
Wow, across continents.
Yeah, really global collaboration. Even the lean mathematical community uses it for research collaboration at scale. These are highly technical, precise discussions where clarity is just paramount.
Okay, so we're seeing it used everywhere, from businesses managing huge projects to global research communities. What does this all boil down to for a listener? Someone trying to pick a tool, maybe feeling overwhelmed by information overload?
All right, this is where it gets really interesting for anyone feeling that pain. Zulip simplifies knowledge management almost automatically. It creates an organized repository of knowledge as a side effect.
As a side effect? How so?
Because conversations are naturally structured by topic from the start. You're not just chatting. You're actively building a searchable history of discussions and decisions, unlike linear chat where things just vanish upwards.
Yeah, try finding that decision from 3 weeks ago.
Exactly. In Zulip, the structure is the organization. It becomes your team's collective brain, easily searchable. You don't need a separate system to file things away. It directly helps you get the knowledge you need quickly without feeling buried.
Imagine never having that, was that in Slack or email or that Google Doc moment again.
That is a huge potential benefit, turning chat from noise into an actual asset. Now, you mentioned earlier Zulip is open source. That term can sound a bit khaki, maybe intimidating for some.
What does being 100% open source actually mean for how Zulip is developed? And maybe more importantly for the users, especially someone without a big IT department.
Yeah, it's a crucial aspect. So 100% open source means all its code is public, transparent. It uses the Apache 2.0 license, which is very permissive. But it's not just about seeing the code. It creates this amazing community-driven development. Zulip has a really robust, active community, over 1,000 contributors worldwide. More than 74 people have made over 100 code contributions each. That's a lot of involvement.
Wow.
They merge over 500 contributions every single month. It's actually called the largest and fastest-growing open-source team chat project. So what does that mean for you, the user? First, no vendor lock-in. You own your data. You're not stuck with one company changing prices or direction.
That's important.
Second, security and stability get a boost from all those eyes reviewing the code. Bugs get found and fixed fast. Third, the project tends to be really responsive because the users are the contributors often. It gives you confidence it'll be around and keep improving in ways users actually want.
That community power is impressive. No lock-in is a big deal for businesses too. So for someone listening now, maybe a small business owner, an educator, starting a community, how do they actually try Zulip? Is it hard to set up if you're not super technical?
No, not necessarily. They've made it quite accessible. There are a few main options depending on your needs. If you want ultimate control and compliance, maybe you have strict data rules, you can self-host it. They've worked hard to make installation and upgrades easy on standard Linux, like Ubuntu, Debian. Or you can use Docker, which simplifies things a lot.
Docker helps, yeah.
And they even have pre-built images for places like DigitalOcean or Render. So you can get it running with just a few clicks, even without being a Linux guru. Full data ownership on your own server.
Okay, so self-hosting is an option, maybe easier than people think. What if you don't want to manage servers?
Then there's the cloud hosting solution straight from the Zulip team. That's super convenient. You get all the features. And importantly, they have tools to import your data and integrations if you're moving from Slack or somewhere else. Makes switching easier.
Import tools are key.
Definitely. And another big point. For most non-business uses, think nonprofits, governments, education, they offer free or heavily discounted plans. So it's incredibly accessible. Honestly, the best way to check Zulip out, just go visit the public Zulip community server itself. See how they use topics, explore the discussions, get a real feel for it.
Right, see it in action. Good tip. Okay, so let's quickly recap this deep dive. Zulip's unique thing is that topic-based threading. It turns messy chat into organized async communication, which makes it useful pretty much everywhere. Big companies, open source projects, schools, researchers.
Right across the board.
And being open source gives it that community strength, flexibility, and long-term security.
Which leads to a really important question for you listening. How could a tool like this, one designed for structure, one that builds knowledge automatically, how could that change your specific workflow, your team, your community? What problems might it solve that maybe you haven't even thought about solving with just a different chat tool?
Exactly. Here's a final thought to mull over. How much time, how much clarity, how much focus could you actually gain by moving away from those fragmented linear chats towards something more organized, more context-rich, like Zulip? What could your team or community do if its knowledge was just effortlessly structured and accessible instead of lost scrolling back through history? Our deep dive today was supported by SafeServer. For secure software hosting and digital transformation support, helping you simplify your tech life, do visit www.safeserver.de.